Hi, hi everyone. Today is a wonderful day and we are going to speak about the metal element. And the metal element is a perfect element for us to speak about because metal always finishes cycles. It's responsible for the end of any cycle. Just a second. Hi. Can you hear me well? I can hear the reflection of me. Just a second. Let me disconnect and connect again. Okay, can you hear me guys now? I will unmute 8:05 and can you please tell me, San Luis, can you please tell me whether you can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, then everyone can as well. Okay, I'll answer your question later, but right now I just wanted to, because there was an echo when I was talking. Okay, so let's continue. So the metal element, I cannot say that it's my favorite, but it's fun to work with. And why is it fun? Because it's a very unusual element. It connects our body to the earth and our spirit to the skies. And what is happening with the metal element, and sometimes people are telling me, I can feel all the elements in my body, in my life, in nature, but I cannot really have a grasp of the metal element. And what is the metal element all about is about the discernment and learning. So what's happening that we are our own treasure. And the most honorable seekers get a treasure in fairy tales. And for a human, what is a treasure for a human being? What do we get when we are getting closer to the end of the life? And as we, when we think about a cycle and water is the beginning of the life, et cetera, et cetera. So when we get closer to the end of the life, we step into the metal stage. So what is the treasure for us when we step into that cycle? And in reality, what is the best that we take when we pass on with us? We take our learning experience on this earth. We take our internal enlightenment. We take our wisdom. We take self-knowledge. So what have we learned before we go? And then at the end of our life, what happens? Our body, the yin substance, because the heavy substance, the heavier vibration, which is our body, goes into the earth, right? And our spirit, which is yang, goes into the skies and reconnects with the other energies. So this is really a big shift. Metal is a big shift. What does it shift us to and where is it shifting us? It is shifting us from life and experience on this earth to getting a different experience elsewhere where we don't know. We cannot say, like, I don't remember. Some people remember. I don't remember. But all I know, and that's a very important thing, is that I can come to that stage of my life, the metal stage, having different experiences. And my experiences are all yin or yang based. So they're all either high vibrational, because during my life, I have accumulated the feeling of happiness, the feeling of fun, the feeling of luck, because I've done a lot of things and I've achieved beautiful things, but at the same time, I have accumulated other experiences in my life, some failures, some losses, grief, sadness, whatnot. So that's the whole area, the whole range of yin and yang energies that we all accumulate towards the end of our lives or towards the end of any cycles. Now, let's think about that cyclical development. So we are born out of the water, out of water. We come out of mother's womb. And this is a beautiful experience, right? And we all celebrate that experience. Then in the wood phase, there is a young teenager up to young adult. That's the stage when there is a big growth and everything changes very fast. There's a lot of learning going on. And then we step into the fire cycle. And at the fire cycle, we achieve a lot. That's the top of our achievement, the top of our success. That's the time of quick transformations. That's the fiery time in our lives when we achieve something in relationships and business and that and that. And then what happens later, we achieve the earth phase. And the earth phase, as we said last time, it's all about balancing yin and yang energies. It's all about maturity. It's all about settlement, settling on this earth, settling home energies, learning experiences. So what's really happening in the middle stage, it's learning and discerning. It's really finding out the order. Okay, so why did I do that? Why did I do this in my life? So the metal element is like a library. It divides and organizes our experience. It divides and organizes our daily experience, and it divides and organizes our life experience. So, and that's what the metal element does. And no wonder, and I will show you why, no wonder it's connected with the breath. The physical aspect, the physical field of the metal element is our lungs. It's the yin energy, and it's the large intestine energies. It's the yang energies. It's also our skin. And you know that there is a lot of breathing through the skin that is happening. So if you have any issues with breathing, like asthmatic problems, or if you have any issues with opening, closing the pores, excessive sweating or no sweating, if you have any problems with the large intestine, then we are talking about the physical field of the metal element here. And what we are going to do right now, we are going to play a little bit with the physical aspect, with the physical field of the metal element. And what I would like you to do, guys, I would like you to take that beautiful bubble of light in your hands. And let's play with it a little bit. Let's tap into the energies of that beautiful metal element. And when I'm tapping into these energies, I can feel that by quality, they differ. They differ from the, for example, from the yang energies of the fire. Because the metal element, it has the condensed it condenses the information. There's more yin in metal. And when you talk about the metal element, when you talk about the crystals and pebbles and stones and whatever metal mountains, whatever the reflection of the metal element that we see in our lives, we are talking about the heavier energies already. But these energies, they are not just heavy, they are condensed. They have condensed information. Okay, so if we play with that bubble, we are saying to ourselves, so that's the energy of my lungs. And let's release from our lungs everything that is not serving us, that is not doing us any favor in our lives and in our bodies. And I stop my hands and I say released. And I'm releasing it with from everyone. All the lower vibrations that are not allowing my lungs and your lungs to function to their highest and best for us. And there's a lot of going on already there. I can feel that wave of energy cleansing and purifying our lungs. Okay, and then I play with our bubble again. And I stop my hands and I'm saying rebalance. And I play with my hands again, and I stop and say, recreated. And I'm recreating, and you are recreating, the best possible tendency for our lungs to breathe. You know, I will tell you a cool thing that I noticed in Chinese medicine. When a person is born, that's the first breath that the child is taking in the world. And what is happening? You think that the lung energy? No, it is not. It's the kidney energy, the energy of the water element that is responsible for the first breath of a child. So whenever people have difficulty in breathing in, they have issues with the water element. You need to work with the water element. If the difficulty is on breathing out, if it is hard to breathe out, then the issue is with the metal element. So the water element is responsible for the breath in, and the lung, the metal element, is responsible for breathing out. So what's harder for you if you have issues with your lungs, to breathe in or to breathe out? Then you know which element is responsible for that. Okay, so let's play with the energy of the yang field of the physical aspect of the metal element. And let's play with the energies of our large intestine. So take that bubble into our hands and play with that. And I'm stopping my hands and I'm saying, released. And then I'm playing with my bubble once again. And I'm saying, rebalanced. And I am playing once again, and I am saying recreated. And I am recreating the best possible tendency for us in our bodies of the yang aspect of the metal element, large intestine. What's the connection here? What's the connection between the large intestine energies and the lung energies? Well, in first place, the energy channel, the meridian of the large intestine goes, it ends at the nose, just at two flares of the nose. So that's why the nose, our breathing in, is the large intestine energy. And the large intestine, it really separates, it's responsible for the elimination, for the energy of elimination. So if the lung really takes care of the regulating the chi, regulating the energy of the breath, and also, as I said, it's responsible for dividing and organizing and really for getting the best for ourselves. So what's the best experience for me? What have I done? What have I experienced the best on this earth? So it's really the realization of what is the best in us. That's the best in the metal element. That's the best in the lung energy. But with the large intestine energy, it rules elimination. Okay, it's rules the elimination of wastes and the pure essences from the body in the form of feces, right? And dysfunctions in the large intestines energy can result in constipation, diarrhea, or the inability of letting go. If a person has a hard time to let go of something that's not serving, to let go of something that is not good or that is in the past, just in the past, that person might have issues or disharmony in the large intestine energies. I know a person who remembers everything under the sun. That person experiences deep hurt in his heart all the time. And that patient of mine, she's also very, very, she has a lot of problems with large intestines. She has very irregular bowel movements. And we work a lot on allowing that person just to let go. And after each session, that person is able to let go more and more of impurities in life. And sometimes people find it difficult because, you know, these negative lower vibrational energies, they are very strong. They are very strong energies. And people become attached to them. I'll tell you one more very cool thing. And for many of you, I've done already a reading of the past lives and healing. And for some people, there are glimpses of the previous lives because I'm saying, it goes to your ancestral energies, this block. And how I feel it as the lower vibration in the DNA, as something that is blocking the DNA. But what is happening? We have lived a lot of lives, lots and lots and lots of lives. And after each life, we get the feeling, we get that balance of yin and yang. So towards the end of each life, we come with the specific balance or imbalance of yin and yang energies. So if we experience a lot of grief in our lives, a lot of bad things happening to us, events that we find difficult to let go of, this energy stays with us. And this energy we take to our new life in our DNA. And that is the energy that we are able to tap into. So that's the energy that I'm saying, it looks like in the previous lives you were this and this and this, and that's the energy that is coming, and let's clear that energy. By clearing that energy from the previous lives, what is happening? It stops affecting this life. By releasing it from there, we release it from all the other lives that you've lived through, and we are releasing you from your future lives. We are releasing this energy from the future lives as well. And we are releasing it from this life. So it's like brushing your teeth in a way, right? So for me, the metal element is the bridge. Is the bridge that connects this life and to our next experiences. So what are the energies that I would really want to take with me to my next lives? And what is the energy or energies that I don't want to take with me to my next lives? And if it is influencing my DNA, it will be influencing my relatives, my kids' DNA. So do I want this energy to be replaying in my daughters, my sons, my grandchildren's DNA? No. That's why I'm taking the responsibility, and I encourage you to take responsibility for your life, for your happiness right now in your hands, and clear of that. Clear everything that we can clear. Work on yourself daily. Work on your metal element daily. So the emotional field of the metal element is the energies of sadness, loss, failure, grief. People die, and we experience a lot of grief. Our friends, our family, our parents, they die at some point. We experience a lot of grief. That's a very strong vibration. We don't like it. But in many ways, experiencing that energy of grief brings us also release and resolve. Resolve to move on. Resolve to be different. Resolve to do this or that for our highest and best in our life. So right now, let's play a little bit with the emotional aspect of this element. And you can think yourself, what is more in my life? Is it sadness about my past relationships? Is it sadness about some losses when something didn't happen at work that I wanted to happen? Is that grief for my dear ones, for the people whom I love? So what am I experiencing? What is touching my heart? You can always verify it against your heart, and we all know, our heart knows what is there. And if I experience, if we experience that lower vibration, that means that is affecting our new cycle. For example, if I want a new relationship, beautiful relationship in my life, I want a new partner, for example, and I'm still holding that grief for the person, for my husband, for example, who died, or for an old partner whom it did not connect very well, the relationship didn't end very well. So what's happening, if I don't release those past energies, I will bring them in to that new cycle, and they will crawl in and they will start defining that new cycle in my life, right? So that's very important. At the end of each cycle, we release all the energies that are not serving us anymore so that we could take to a new cycle only higher vibrational energies. Okay, so let's play a little bit with that emotional field. And let's take our beautiful bubble in our hands. And each of us, please think about what you want to think right now. What do we need to let go of? What do I want to let go of at this point of my time? And let's play with that energy and think. It's all about our intention. If we form our intention of what you want to let go of, then the energy will follow. And I'm stopping my hands and I'm saying, released. And I'm releasing that energy from everyone's field. And you are doing for yourselves. You can do it for yourselves. You can do it for your children. You can do it for your DNA. Beautiful. And let's rebalance. And what I am saying, I am rebalancing our emotional field of the metal element. And when I'm saying recreate, I am recreating the best tendencies for us, for each of us, in the emotional field. Okay, and now I am motivating you in this particular connection to think about anything, any tendency in your lives, in your life that is repeating, the pattern that is repeating. You don't like that pattern, but it's still repeating in your life. And it might come from a previous life. It might come from a previous experience, and you are replaying it. You're just replaying it in your DNA. So let's take that emotion in our bubble. And let's play with the bubble a little bit and stop our hands. And released. And let's play with that bubble again. And rebalanced. And let's play with that bubble again and recreate it. The best possible harmony energy for us to take into a new cycle. Cool. So, you know, we are miracle workers. We are miracle workers. So what has happened right now? We have reshaped our DNA. We have taken something that is not bringing us happiness and joy. We have taken something out. We have released something that is not for our highest and best right now from the DNA. And it's not just your DNA that you have worked with right now. It's the DNA, right? So it affected your family in a very positive, good way. It has made your children, your grandchildren, it has made everyone around happier. It has made you happier. Okay? Okay. And now we are going to talk about the mental aspect of the metal element. And the mental aspect is putting things in order. So, am I focused? Or there is a particular degree of chaos that is happening in my life, in my home, in my environment. Am I just running around and my energy is dispersed? Or am I focused and everything is moving in order? Too much order is not good, because then it becomes like an obsession. And too little order, too much cares is not good. So we need harmony here. So let's take that mental field of our mental, of our metal element, and let's play with that. And let's release everything that is in the way of our harmony in the mental aspect. Released. Okay, and let's play with that bubble again. And rebalanced. Okay, and let's play with that bubble again. Recreated. Do you feel that energy? Where do you feel it? Where does it resonate in your body? If there is some pain or something, that is activated in our body, especially with the metal element, there's a little bit of stagnation there. Okay. And now we are going to talk about something cool, and that's really, really cool. And we are going to talk about minerals in our body. So when we talk about the metal element, we talk a lot about the minerals and traces of minerals in our body. And we know that there are a lot of supplements, and especially we are healers. We are people who work with these energies. We love supplements. It's very hard to identify, even though there is always a dosage on the supplement bottle, sometimes it's very hard to say, so what's really the best quantity for us? Or is that mineral that I that my body needs? So who can tell us that? I am sure that there are specific tools that really can identify nowadays which minerals are lacking in our bodies, but most people are not using them. So when, for example, I used to take minerals, I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just taking, a little bit of calcium, a little bit of a spoonful of iron, a little bit of magnesium. Okay, people say that phosphorus is good it's good for tissues and cells. So, but what was I really doing? I had no idea. Right now, what I'm going to teach you, I'm going to give you a tool to for your body to regulate it, to regulate the content of minerals by itself. And, you know, in fact, it's easy because you are not going to do anything. That's the beautiful field of the metal element that is going to make the choice for you. And if your intention is for my highest and best, then the metal element will always follow your intention. So what we are going to do first, we are going, for example, to speak about macro minerals in our body. And let's regulate, for example, calcium. Calcium is one of the most important minerals that we add to our diets because our bodies cannot produce it. Calcium, along with magnesium and vitamin D, phosphorus and fluoride, strengthens the bone. Okay, but we know, and the National Institutes of Health, they recommend a daily dosage of 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium per day, but sometimes our bodies don't need that much, and we don't know what is much and what is not much for our body. So what do we do here? How do we employ the power of the metal element to regulate that? Easy, following the same three steps, and you will feel it. You will feel it in your body. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take that calcium in my body, in my bubble. So I'm saying this is calcium in my body, and I'm going to include it in my bubble. And what I am going to say, I am going to release from that bubble all the energies that are not in harmony for my highest and best. And I am going to play with that bubble. And I am saying, released. And now I'm going to rebalance calcium in my body. And I'm playing with my bubble. And at some point, I stop my hands and I'm saying, rebalance. And it is rebalancing. I can feel it in the field. Do you feel it in your bodies? And now I'm going to recreate the best possible, energetically, the best possible calcium in my body and in your body as well. And you are doing it for yourself, playing with the bubble, right? And I'm doing it for the field. And I am playing with that bubble, and I stop my hands. Recreated. That's cool, huh? So we can do it for all the macro minerals, and we can do it for trace minerals, and we can do it for non-essential trace minerals, which are also very important. Let's do it with iron. Iron is very good. It's critical for the delivery of oxygen to the cells, and it's necessary for the production of energy, necessary for the synthesis of collagen in our bodies. And it's also it's essential in regulating the function of the immune system. There is too much iron, sometimes there is too little. Too much or too little is not harmony, right? For example, iron is normally deficient among children and among premenopausal women. But excess of iron is more common in men and postmenopausal women. So where are we here with our balance? Let's allow our logical brain step aside, and let's allow the metal element to resolve, to decide that for us. What is the best for our bodies? Where are we with our iron? So let's take that beautiful bubble and say, this is my iron. And let's play with that bubble. And stop your hands and say, released. And we are releasing everything that is not in harmony. The energies of iron that are not in harmony in our body. And let's play with our bubble again. And I'm saying, rebalanced. And I am playing with my bubble again, and I am saying recreated. Beautiful. Right. So let's do one more. Let's do magnesium. Magnesium is very crucial for maintenance of the acid and alkaline balance in the body. So that's what we were talking about in the earth element. What's the acidity, alkalinity? And these are the energies of yin and yang. So magnesium really regulates the energies of yin and yang. It also responsible for functioning of nerves and muscles. And it's responsible for the activation of enzymes to metabolize blood sugars, proteins, and carbohydrates. It's vital for for the growth of our bones, and it's necessary for adequate calcium absorption. So it's good all around, and we need to have it in our body just in harmony with everything else, in harmony with the calcium, but in harmony with the body itself. Also, I would like to mention here that in the United States, for example, magnesium deficiency is one of the most important deficiencies. For example, according to the statistics, 70% of the U.S. population suffer from the deficiency of magnesium. But as we are talking here, we are allowing the field of the metal element to decide whether you have a deficiency of excess. So we don't need to think about it. The field will do it for us, for our highest and best, right? So let's take that magnesium bubble in our hands. Released. And we are releasing everything that is not compatible with our highest and best. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to play with that bubble again. Be balanced. And what I'm going to do, I'm going also to recreate the best possible pattern for us. Recreated. That's cool, huh? So before we move on, let's do two more essential ones, macro minerals. And another one is phosphorus. And phosphorus is normally stored in the bones as 1-to-2 ratio to calcium. So it's really also responsible for our bones. So it's responsible for our strength. It's responsible for our energy. And it's responsible for the energy necessary to provide healthy metabolic processes in the whole body. And of course, we get all these minerals from the food that we eat. But what we are doing right now, we create the best possible situation, the best possible balance, harmony of these macro minerals in our body. So let's do it with phosphorus again, and that's extra practice for us. So let's take that bubble, and let's say it's my phosphorus. Released, and we are releasing everything that is not in harmony, all the energies that are not in harmony. And then I am saying, rebalanced. And then I am saying, recreated. Of recreating the best possible balance for us, phosphorus. Okay, and here is the ground for extra practice for you guys. So you can do the same with zinc, because it's great to support the immune system, the protein synthesis, and reproductive health, right? So it's good for prostate in men. And it's also good to for the skin. So the amount of zinc, the harmonized amount of zinc is good for the skin. We can also talk, or you can practice with some trace minerals, which are also very important, like with chromium, which is very good. It's essential for enzyme systems, for the production of enzymes in the body. Copper, which is important for the health of the cardiovascular system. You can play with iodine, manganese, with selenium, molybdenum, fluoride. And you can actually take all the tables from the internet, from Google, and have a look. Okay, so what are the major minerals in a human body, and you can play with that, and you can regulate it in your system. You know, you will feel different. Only yesterday I was practicing on my husband. I said, okay, so take a seat, I will rebalance everything in your body. And he had a little bit of an itch in his in the armpits, which is some toxicity, right? Some toxic in the lymph nodes, some toxicity. And I assume that he has got it because he did a lot of Christmas baking, and he was using a lot of sugar, and he was also tasting his beautiful cookies and bars that he was baking. So there was a lot more sugar in his system that probably his body needed. We developed toxicity, and his body found it difficult to take it out. So after balancing these minerals in his body, I think that we barely started, like it was either the third or the fourth one, and he said, okay, I don't have any irritation or itch in my armpits anymore. So obviously the lymphatic system has rebalanced with the rebalancing of the minerals of the body. Isn't that cool, huh? So I motivate you to have your own game here and to play with these minerals in your body. And don't forget to invoke the metal element to assist you in that, because that's the element that is responsible for it. So now we are going to do something, also something cool. And what we are going to do, we are going to charge our crystal. And the metal element is always about crystals. It's always about, you know, stones. It's about metals. So whatever you have handy at the moment, you can use that, or you can use the technique and then charge your own crystal, charge your pendant, your ring, your earrings, or just a crystal if you have a crystal handy. Crystals carry information, and a lot of people, you are healers, you work with the crystals. Also, crystals carry the energies of, there's more yin in the metal element. So it has that substance, it has that wisdom. So these crystals, they have the wisdom of the energy. The crystals have condensed energies. So what we are going to do, we are going to charge our crystal with the energies of whatever you want to. Let's charge us with the energies of luck, and to move to a new stage, luck to take us to a new stage in our life. What is a new stage? This new stage can be anything. It can be anything at all. You want to start something new in your life? This is the new stage. You can have as many new stages as possible. But what do you want? What energy do you want to take to that new stage? So let's take our luck to our new stage. Let's take the energy of the inner child, of beautiful inner child in us, the playful energy, the energy of fun. Okay? So let's take the energy of cumulative wisdom that we have learned from our mistakes, that we have learned from the lower vibrations, because there's no good life or bad life. There are no good vibrations or bad vibrations. There are the vibrations that we learn from, and normally we learn better from the lower vibrations because we can discern the difference. We're working by contrast. So let's take our mineral or crystal, and I'm holding that beautiful amethyst in my hands. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to put the energies of luck from all our beautiful cumulative experiences that we have experienced in our lives. And what I am doing in reality, I'm activating everything that I have great in my life and with my mind, I am putting it into that crystal, those energies. What have I achieved that was really, really great? Is that a relationship? Is that career? Is that something that I have done? I have helped someone, and I could see happiness in that person's eyes. It can be something big, it can be something small. It can be general, but it can be focused as well. For example, if your next stage in your life, you want, for example, a new business, then put the energies of the previous businesses that you have achieved, or previous achievements in career that you have done. And I'm working with everyone's crystals right now, but I'm working with my own crystal as my hands. Great. And I've charged my crystal with that luck, and I've charged everyone's crystals, or whatever you're holding in your hand, or whatever you're thinking about, because you can just energetically do it and do the actual crystal later. And let's download it with the energies of forgiveness, because that's a very high vibrational energy, to be able to forgive, not just experience, but to forgive yourself, to forgive other people around. Beautiful. And let's charge our crystal with the energies of gratitude and being thankful to people around, being thankful to your own energy of a joyful child inside you. And to your helpers, people who accompany you in your life, because the metal element, the life aspect of the metal element is the helpers and children. So let's put the energy of your own inner child, joyful, playful energy into that crystal. And let's put the energy, the best energies of the best help that you've ever had in your life, as a partner or as your relatives, as your parents, as your friends. Who helped you? Who helped you this life? Did you get any really good help? Do you have really good friends? Everything that you can come up with. Let's put the energy of trust, because it's very important. It's important to trust the universe. It's important to be able to trust. It's important to trust yourself. It's important to trust the Creator inside you. So let's put the energy of trust. I trust myself. I trust the Creator in me. I trust the universe to bring me the highest and best for my life. And let's put the energy of the spiritual growth in there. And here, okay, yes, we've done that. And here we can talk about one more thing that I would like to mention on that call. The energy of motivation. That's very important to realize what motivates me in this life. Am I motivated from failures or am I motivated from successes? And if you are motivated by failures and if you have that pattern in your life, let's reverse that pattern now so that successes and good examples, higher vibrational energy of other people could motivate us. And I will tell you about my own story. And when I was young, I went through a very ugly divorce and I was left with a one-year-old child on my hands in a country during perestroika. So everyone was poor. There was a turmoil in the political system. There was a turmoil in my life. When my husband left me, and I was around 26 years old, so he left me for a woman who was 15 years older than he was, and he was 3 years older than me. So what did it make think about me? What kind of a self-esteem did I have? So my husband is leaving me for a much older woman, and what am I supposed to feel? I felt a lot of bad, low vibrational energies in my field. I felt so bad about myself, about people around me, about my husband. I've done a lot of negative thinking those days. So afterwards, we separated, divorced, and then it was time for me to create my new life. So had I known then that I would rather release all those lower vibrational things, because there were a few things, and the most important thing, because he left me with no money, I was motivated to create my own business, and I was very successful in that business. However, I created it out of spite to prove to him that I am better than that, that I can be someone in this life, that I am really worthy and I am really someone. So some of these energies of doing something out of spite crawled into that business of mine and it did not do it any good, believe me. So I didn't know back then that when you step into a new cycle, you need to leave the metal energies, the lower vibrations of the metal energies behind. So leave your old failures, leave that motivational force. So I should have left my husband with his energies and everything that I felt behind, resolved, released, rebalanced. And only after that should have started a new cycle. It's never late because there is no time or space. So I've done all that, and I was able to develop another business already when I moved to Canada, which does not have these energies of failure, of being not worthy, of being this, of being that. So I chose a different motivational force for myself. So that thing, let's add one more thing into our crystal. motivation through the best experiences. Motivation using the best high vibrational energies of myself and the examples of other people, of my friends, of people who surround me. Beautiful. And just as a final touch before we'll start questions and answers, I would like, because that's for package A, that's our last call today, I would like to strengthen and to activate each element once again in our body. And with the other guys in package B, we'll meet next week. So let's strengthen the water element in our bodies. Let's strengthen the wisdom of the water element, and let's strengthen our will to start a new beautiful cycle, one of those, one of many in our lives. Done. And with the wood element, let's allow our aspiration, our vision, our goal, our beautiful aim of spiritual development or any other development for ourselves, job, career, relationship, let it motivate us, and let's download all these beautiful energies in our bodies. And let's allow the wood element, the wind, to bring it. Beautiful. And with the fire element, let the beautiful energy of a powerful transformation, of a rebirth, something beautiful that we have inside us. Think about one of the beautiful qualities that you have inside you, and let's allow to activate and enhance it in our body with the strength and power of the fire element. Done. And let's activate and enhance the feeling of worthiness and self-love in our bodies. Love to everything. Love to my shadow side and my bright side. Love to my yin and yang energy. So let's reactivate it in our bodies. Beautiful. And with the metal element, let's activate our wisdom and our higher vibrational energies. Let's activate the energy of our breath to perceive all the beautiful experiences in life and enhance them. And to turn all our releases into the beauty of wisdom. And let's attract beautiful helpers on our way. So that's what the metal element is all about, and it is pretty cool, isn't it? It is pretty cool. It's different, but I hope that you have a better idea of what metal can do for us in our lives. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to unlock a few callers. And there is a caller from San Luis 805.
Hi, Ina.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I have a very beautiful beautiful experience with the metal right now with you. We just went to our doctor and my dentist, and both had recommended the calcium because I'm deficient. And I said, wow. And then I feel the release when you say, you know, release all the imbalances that doesn't my body doesn't need. My left foot feels all the air going out in my left foot. I'm like, wow. So all I summoned all the cells in my body from my bones to the skin.
Wow.
And I said, well, let's listen to Ina and let's submit and surrender ourselves here. So all the cells were laughing.
But you know what? In reality, you are just, it's you who are the creator. Do you hear your power? It's you who is able to do it, to rebalance your own body and allow the memory of cells to heal themselves, okay?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I never expected, but, you know, it's nice when I'm open and I'm just like here, nothing and nothingness, and it's just embracing and total surrender to the sound of your voice and the human form. But then, you know, I infuse it to the physical, to the mental, to the financial, physiological, and the spiritual. So every time we release, we create, we balance and recreate, rebalance and recreate. I summon all those aspects in my life. And then, you know, I said, just align, you know, whatever needs to be aligned.
Thank
you for your help. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you are beautiful. Actually, what I forgot also to mention, it's also the skin energies, the energies of our skin that the metal is responsible, because we breathe through the skin, and the clarity of our skin is also, it is the reflector of the metal elements in our bodies, of how easy we let go of things, of how hard or difficult it is for us. So by rebalancing the metal element, or you can take the energy of the skin in that bubble and work just with the energies of the skin, okay?
Yeah. Okay. My car was just broke in, and I lost around $45,000 worth of items.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it doesn't stick to me, but, like, am I abnormal here that I don't feel the loss? But then I said, you know, maybe they need it more than I do, or whatever help that will that item will do to them, then let it be, you know. I reported it to the cops and things like that. But to lose that kind of item and around this time is really valuable for me, but what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's my feng shui tool. It's my feng shui tool, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be.
Well, the metal element teaches us a lot in our lives as well. You know, around a year ago, I went to Moscow and I had my wedding ring, which was very, very expensive, and the present from my husband. Guess what? To keep it safe, I put it in the purse. And taking the book out in the metro, somehow it slipped out of the purse, so I lost it. And that was so expensive and so precious to me, and it was very hard for me to let it go. So I know how hard for us to let go of everything that we get attached to. And that's the biggest thing, is to be able to let it go. Otherwise, if you are not letting something go, that energy is sticking in you. It's going around, and it's boiling. You know, it's creating some unnecessary stagnation that you are not able to move forward without it. So it's really, really important to be able to let it go. Okay, thank you for your sharing your beautiful experience.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Yeah, thanks. Okay, and here is a caller from Spain, Isis.
Hi, Ina. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so, so much for this beautiful download of the metal energy. That was, I think, one of the most important ones for me. And I will keep on working with it. And my question is regarding the minerals. We have this beautiful meditation from you, from the metal energies, where you go into this beautiful cave, and you can download from the universal field of love all the minerals that you need for the day. And my question is, would that be sufficient just to work with that, or would we have to go through all the minerals that you were mentioning before?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. And what I have noticed in my work is that if your intention is general, the field is picking up the generality, the general intention, and is doing it for you. If your intention is specific, it's the energy is working a little bit deeper and in a different way. It works with the energy of a particular mineral. For example, if you have a condition that you already know about, that if you know, for example, that you are lacking either mineral or some substance or whatever you are lacking, enzyme, you know, like, it does not matter, that you can work exactly with that, because you already have, for example, the medical conclusion of the doctors that you either have excess or deficiency. However, my advice is to work to allow the field to rebalance it, not to put in this milligram or that milligram. Don't restrict the field that much, because if you restrict that much, then your logical mind or the mind of the doctor and the Western medicine will, and by no means I undermine the Western medicine, because it's the energy, it's a huge healing energy, it's beautiful, and it does a lot in our lives, it helps us a lot. However, the field can make it a little bit more precise for you. It can do the specifics for how much your body needs in its own beautiful way. So,
I don't take any minerals at the moment. I don't go to doctors. I don't ask. So I don't know. I don't have a clue. But I fear that there's on fingernails and things like that, and hair and stuff. So there is something, okay, that is needed.
Okay, for example, if you give me, that's why I always ask at the beginning of the call, what's your intention? So if you give the intention, for example, just right now you said my hair. So, okay, mm-hmm. Good for you. So that's already the intention. That's already the way to direct the field. And you are saying, okay, that's my hair, whatever. I am lacking there, whatever is not in harmony for its best growth, for its best volume, for its best color, whatever is not in harmony there, and then you can work through that.
Okay, beautiful. And the same with skin, the same with nails, the same with the large intestine and...
All the other items. You know what we are in reality, what is happening with the elements, we are the conductors of that field. We conduct the field, and the field is doing the work for us, and then we observe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ina. Thank you.
You're
so
very
much.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Santa Rosa, please, 707. Yes, the caller from Santa Rosa. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so my question is, if you don't have results like the large intestine you were talking about, you know, for most of my life I've had issues around constipation and elimination, but I've never actually had doctors test that. What is it that I can do for myself, not knowing what's going on with, I would say, the gut? I'm actually working with trying to heal what they call leaky gut.
Mm-hmm.
Does the metal element work with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Large intestine is the metal element energy. However, on the next call, we are going to talk about all the elements working all together. So it might just seem that only the metal element is responsible for the large intestine, but it can be something else. It can be some other elements can be involved in there as well. But for it to be, for your work to be precise with your intention and to start getting results, what I motivate you to do, I motivate you to take the energies of the large intestine, to take all the energies of the large intestine, and to release everything that is not for your highest and best in these energies. Release everything you can release in the physical field and the mental field and the emotional field of the metal element, because it's all connected. You think that it's just the large intestine, but you know, energetically and inside the body, they are also, these two energies are connected, lung and large intestine. So by working on large intestine, you immediately you work on the lungs as well. So the answer to your question is, like, you take the energies of the large intestine and you work with them. You release everything that is not in for your highest and best harmony. You rebalance the energies. You recreate a better pattern for yourself. But then I motivate you also to work with all the smaller parts, the energy fields, like work just with the physical field of the metal element. Do the same with the emotional field. Do the same with the mental field, with the spiritual field, and with the life field. And then do the same with all the other elements. Go through all the other elements, but keep the energies of my large intestine. I'm working on my large intestine, even when I'm working with all the other elements. That's what you can do, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. So we're going to talk more about this on the next call, because I have the B package, so...
Okay, yeah, beautiful. Yes, and we are going to talk more about it. But for now, I motivate you to work. Just work with what's my intention. Finally, let me get rid of that, all that I have right now. You can also, what I motivate people to do is to buy an atlas. The atlas of the physical body. Like here, I have a beautiful atlas with all kinds of pictures, and it's the human body book by Steve Parker with lots of illustrations. And just open the picture of the large intestine for your mind. It's for your mind. It's not for the energy that you are doing it, but you are doing it for your mind to know that that's exactly what I am working on. Okay?
Oh, I see. Okay. So I could use my anatomy book then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Ina.
Okay, you're welcome. And
talk more about it. But for now, I motivate you to work. Just work with what's my intention. Finally, let me get rid of all that I have right now.
Oh, gosh.
You can also, what I motivate people to do.
Can you hear me? Somehow when I unlocked guest 647, Toronto, I could hear me speaking. I don't know what it is. Let's do it again.
With lots of illustrations.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, I cannot unlock you because there is my own voice that is there. So let's do Roxborough 514. Yes.
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Yes.
Yes. My question is, I have hypertension lungs caused by blood clogs in the lungs, the capillaries.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a water mineral, a water element, or a metal element that I need to work on?
Well, in first place, you work with all the elements.
Okay.
And that's what I am saying. Just work with all the elements. When you cannot, with our mind, we cannot identify what it is.
Okay.
It's all these words. And besides, they are all connected, like in the previous caller, the same answer.
Okay.
Of course, the energies of the lungs is the metal element.
Mint, okay.
It's the metal element.
I would concentrate more on the metal then.
Yes, but
okay.
Regulating the blood pressure is the fire and water element.
Okay, so I'd have to do all the elements. All right.
Yes.
That makes sense. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm also on the package B, so I'll be on the next call next week, and that way I can know how to do it because you're going to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's very, very, yes, yes. And we'll work on more detail on how to connect all these elements.
Yes, okay, because I think it's connected a lot to past life, too. For some reason, I keep getting that message. So I was just curious if by working on these elements, I can also remove the past life issues I have with my lungs.
If you you did not have a private session yet, no?
No, not yet, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, remind me to work on that a little bit more. But for now, what you can do, as we did today, you can start working on it yourself.
Okay. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just right. Take, because you feel, people have a feeling, you know, people do know. But,
yes, and I do, I just don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, well, now you do. Take your past life responsible. You know, I will tell you, and that's information for everyone, there's a very good word for you to use in your vocabulary when you start working energetically. And in Chinese medicine, it's called root and branches.
Okay.
What we have is branch. It's a it's the consequence. It what we the energy is presented, the disharmony is presented in our body as this and that condition. But what we need to work on the root.
That's right. I agree.
And this root can be either in our childhood energies, in our womb energies, in our previous life energies.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, so work on the root. And if you don't see that life or don't feel into the energies of that life, fine. Just say, because the field will pick up your intention. And the intention is, I am going to work right now on where it all started.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you very much. Have
all
a great
right.
day.
Yeah, you too. Okay, I will try to unlock that caller from Toronto once again and see whether there's 647. Hello?
Yes, it's me. It's me,
okay.
Ina. Sorry, I had also the computer because I had someone coming to the house at the same time that I was doing this course. So I'm sorry. What I wanted to ask, I wrote it down here. When we talk, you mentioned that sometimes you know what the purpose of people's life in the current life, and I didn't ask you that. Can you tell me maybe the problems that I'm having with right now? Because after we had that call, I had this pain in my neck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if this is because of all that, because I'm releasing these energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I sent you a healing as
yes.
well, so that you, yeah. And
what might
have happened is, in first place, it could be a coincidence, right? Because the field is never doing anything for anyone that is harmful for a person. It's not programmed like that. It's always for the highest and it's the pure energy of love, right? What can happen is, and I mentioned it several times, that sometimes I give people more time, more than half an hour, and not because I necessarily, I allow even that time for people because, you know, it's, the field is still working. And
uh-huh.
If there is a chronical issue, if it is a chronical issue, if it's a chronical condition that the energies have been accumulating for a long, long, long time, that it might not just be enough. For half an hour and you continue releasing, you know, you continue releasing. So what I motivate you to do is just to take the energy of whatever is bothering me in my neck and just work on that and say, okay, take that in the bubble energetically and release.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing that.
Uh-huh. Because the energy also, it comes in layers. Maybe there is something deeper there. Okay, something deeper there. It started releasing, but it's not there yet. That's why at the end of the call, I always ask people, well, have you completely released? Is there pain? Do you have pain that was reactivated, for example, during the call or not? What is
not
also
during the call. I had it the next day.
The next morning,
woke up.
The energy works in layers as well. When you release the first layer, then I might be a different layer of something that is stuck in your energy system from the previous experience, from the childhood, from adult years, from everything that might have been stuck in there. So mm-hmm. keep on working, and I'll do more healing on you today, and keep on working with the metal element. Okay.
Metal. Okay. And I have another question. I have a dog, and it's a little dog. And I see that he has, the eyes are a little bit white, right? I think that he's losing the eyesight. Can I work on him, just putting him eyes in a bubble and do that to clear his eyes?
Yes, absolutely. And I have had families who would come for healing together with their dog, and the dog is getting as much out of it. And actually, I think that pets heal much quicker than people, because probably their mind are not holding those tendencies. You know, for us, we could heal momentarily. You know, like it's instantaneous. All these healings, they are instantaneous healings. If the healing is not happening as fast as we think it should, it's because our mind is holding this pattern. And our mind could hold that pattern. We might not even entirely
realize
for that. And we might not realize that we are holding, because, you know, for example, I'll give you an example, cancer. What does uh-huh. our society know about cancer? That it's not curable, right?
Yeah.
That's something. That's the belief of the whole society, that your mind has to either play in or mm-hmm. go against and believe in your own thing. And if you believe in your own thing, for example, someone who has cancer, for example, believes, okay, it's totally curable, I'm doing it, and go on, do it, then it will be healed. But if your mind believes, together with all the thousands of people, that it's not curable, it will never release. It will never release. The energy cannot, and it's happening because the energy cannot release anything against our free will. And if it is our free will to believe together with the society that it's not curable, right, then we will not let it.
Because the society puts fear into people, right?
Well, there is a lot of fear, there's a lot of fear. But there's a lot of good things, you know, as well. So there's a lot of yin and yang interplay in the society as well. And of course, and I think that with the time when people get used to heal themselves, and they get used to realize, okay, I am the creator, I can release everything I want to release from my energy pattern, and I can create my better future on this and this. But it's a lot of work, and there is a lot of interplay there in people's mind of hope and despair, hope and despair, hope and despair. Even with any condition that, for example, with some conditions that the Western medicine take the pills, you take the pills and then you're not better, then one step better, one step forward, two steps back, and so on and so on. So it's all about the mind, right?
Exactly. And another thing, you know, for example, if I put vitamins here that are not, like I have the calcium and all that, I can do what you suggested about the calcium for the rest of the vitamins?
Yes, of course, you can do that as well. For the vitamins, it's better to invoke the earth element, because it's more kind of the earth element thing. For the minerals, it's better to invoke the metal element, but you can do it with absolutely anything, because these essences, the earth knows the essences, the energetic signature, the energetic pattern. Vitamin C, it's like our names, but for the vitamin. It's like a person's name, so it's the energy signature as well, but it's for the vitamin. So energetically, you can create and rebalance that essence in yourself as well.
Yeah, and I don't need to take the vitamin then, for the vitamins, if I rebalance, or should I take them?
I don't go as far as, because I'm not a medical doctor, but a Chinese one, I cannot either say yes or no for your own healing process. That's, I think, go with your intuition, okay?
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, and I am in package B, so I'll be in the other one too, and in the other call. I do thank you very, very much. I mean, you've been great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And have a good
day. You too. You have a good Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, so let's unlock the last caller from Santa Barbara.
Hi, Ina. It's Judy. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Judy. I'm good.
Good. I was wondering, we can do this with our eyes open or closed. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what makes you more comfortable. Sometimes I do, when I play with the bubble and I'm in class and during the live healing, I do it with my eyes open because people need to see and they will see that it's not scary or anything, you know, it's just playing with the bubble. When I do it, work with people on sessions, I close my eyes because I want to go deep into the field and to take the healing from there. So whatever makes you comfortable, you know, again, you know, it's all about yin and yang. When your eyes are closed, you go more into the yin energies of your body. When your eyes are open, you go more into the yang energies of your body. It's all about yin and yang.
Okay. And you said that whatever we work on, we can just tell the field whatever with the vitamins or with it, you know, where it's located in our mental, emotional, psychic, or spiritual realm. It'll just go there naturally, or as you said also, you mentioned that the more specific, the deeper it goes. So, but either way, it works.
Either way, as you do, you know, sometimes you can do just general tidying of the house, or you can do spring cleaning of the house, right? So that's basically the same thing. You can, that's about you as a creator directing the field. What do you want the field to do? To work generally on you or to work on some specifics? If you want to work on some specifics and you know which specific the specifics are, then by all means go deep. Or today, for example, just do some experiment and go, okay, work. Today I'm going to work with my copper because it's my immune nervous system, my cardiovascular health. Today I'm going to work with my copper. That's all there is to it, okay? And tomorrow I will say, okay, I'm going to work with my metal element, with its physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and life fields. And tomorrow I'm going to work with all of my elements at the same time. And we'll learn more about it next week, okay?
All right. Now, what about bone structure and pain in, you know, the bones and the muscles? What's the best way to clear that? I've been having some issues with that on and off.
Well, bones are water and muscles are earth.
Okay, that's what I've been working with intuitively.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I also know what's causing it, you know, somebody in my environment that's bothering me. So I tuned into that. And my left shoulder was clicking and clicking. And sometimes if I go back to that, it will click, but it was really clicking a lot. I'm not sure what that means. I don't know how to diagnose or really scan. And so I worked with it yesterday, and I was like in awe because it virtually about 80% of the pain left. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you. And I, you know, I even called one of my energy healers, and when he adjusted it, it was just the same as what I had before I asked him to do that. So I guess I did it somehow.
Yes, you're the creator.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. And what was I going to say? Are you going to talk about how to scan and diagnose in the next call?
Yeah, how to scan. Yeah.
Okay. And what about people that can actually just see right into the body and they can tell you exactly what disease is going on every time and never wrong? How do those people do that?
Well, I strongly believe that each of us is a beautiful picture of the Creator, right? But we work, each of us works through our senses. If you have a gift from the Creator of precise vision, then it's your gift, but there might be something else that you're not doing as well as other people, right? So it's, I strongly believe that whatever you work with what you have, because each of us has beautiful healing abilities. Some people do it better with their hands. Sometimes people are better with vision. Sometimes people have a different sense of healing. And that would be always good. You know, sometimes I pair up with my student, who is a very talented student, and she sees, but she sees so clearly as if it is happening on the X-ray. And when I work together with her, she is, it's, you know, it's like fireworks. It's so beautiful. However, she says, well, I cannot do what you do. I cannot really clear all those. And only with you, I get vision and clearing. You know, like each of us has his or her own talent in this. And we don't necessarily have to compare ourselves to anyone, because we have our own talent, and we just employ your own talent and enhance. However, having said that, sometimes it's possible to go into your previous life and get the talent from your DNA and then activate it in your body. So that might be the case as well. It can, you can do that. However, the energy that we are playing in this life, they are the strongest, they are the best, they are the greatest, you know, and just go with the flow with your own perfection. That's the
All right. And is it possible actually with energy work to do facelifts, natural facelifts and wrinkle, you know, take out wrinkles?
Absolutely. And when we were working with the energies of the earth element, do you remember at the end I did a little bit of lifting for everyone?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if you put your interest, the energy follows our interest. If you put your interest into that, then you can do that. Just do that, but do only that for a while. Get your interest into that and start lifting your face, start lifting your organs, start lifting your face, and do it consistently until you see the changes.
Okay. Now, there was somebody on a call who did it with such intense energy, it really upset my stomach. It doesn't have to be that intense to be able to achieve it. I always get the impression people that don't work on the healing body, but they work on, you know, the surface and the emotions, do it so intensely, it just disrupts my whole system. But people that do the, you know, how to heal the body seem to be so much more gentle. Is that true, or is that just what I've experienced so far?
Well, I think that it's your perception and it's your reality, because what you perceive is your reality that you create. But, you know, maybe whenever you work with energies for you to feel it less intense, you just step into that harmony earth element field and you say, okay, so that's the best and highest energy for me, so that I can perceive my reality in a more harmonious way. That's all there is to it, okay?
And it'll mitigate that really harsh energy that they're sending, right?
That's your perception. Again, that's your perception. They might not do it, but that's your perception of your reality.
Well, everybody else in the call is going, oh, my God, I'm so lightheaded, I'm dizzy. So I'm not the only one experiencing how intense it is. It's just not me.
Step into that field of the earth element and just say, okay, that's my balance, and I'm going to keep my balance.
That's helping me a lot. I usually do it at night when I go to sleep, because then I'm really experiencing what happened earlier in the day that maybe I didn't notice it was so intense. And actually, it's really grounding me and helping me sleep, and I don't wake up with the intense headaches I was getting from all that work. So that's the beauty of having done this work with you, is that I'm able to ground myself and I'm so much more peaceful overall and in my body. It just amazes me. I wish I had done this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so all right, keep on healing, yeah?
All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, so let's spend a couple more minutes. 561, Boca Raton, Florida.
Yes, hi, Ina. It's Evelyn, actually, from Naples. How are you?
Oh, hi, Naples. Hi, Naples.
Hi,
Evelyn.
I'm sorry, I pressed the wrong number before. I have two quick questions. One is, can we use the metal, the way you infuse in the crystals, can we do it also for like a silver pendant or a gold pendant? Or like I have a big silver ohm, can I put all that good intention and prayer into that as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, the metal element is all about metal in reality. And the crystals, they carry a very intense yin energy. And the yin energy of the metal, it's intense either way. That's why we clear the objects at home, right? And I told you how to do that, because the objects, they are heavy energies, they are yin energies, and they carry a lot of information. That's why for centuries and centuries, the healers and shamans, they were using metals and they were using crystals for healing, because all of these positive energies that we've downloaded today into our crystals, they have the ability to amplify those, right? The crystals.
I understand. But it's okay to download them into other metals as well, like silver.
Absolutely.
And gold.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
But you also need to take into consideration, the only thing is that everything has yin and yang within. So silver has more yin energies, gold has more yang energies. That's all there is to it.
Okay. And the other question is, What specific elements should we use for losing weight, to let go of weight? The metal, or because you were talking about releasing and letting go of what we've accumulated. So what's the best formula for losing weight?
Well, in your question, you answered your question. Letting go is the metal element, and our digestion and weight is the earth element. So work with both.
Okay.
Because you're right. In our weight, you are right. In our weight, we carry all the tendencies, trends that are not allowing us to be the highest and best, right? There are the toxins in the fat that we are carrying. So let go of something by letting go of this and this and this and that. We'll let go of the weight, and then the earth will help us to achieve a better, even better balance in yin and yang energies of the weight, right?
Wonderful. Ina, this has just been fabulous. One of the best seminars ever. It's so exciting. I can't tell you. Really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, Karen, please.
Hi, can you hear me, Ina?
Yes.
Okay, you probably will talk about some of this next week, but I have a question on intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just looking at which element I should be working with, if I have the intention, for instance, to change a belief system around an illness, I happen to have cancer, and I'm looking at handling it, on my own without really doing allopathic. But I think I have a belief system that is interrupting that. So do I work on the belief system first and then the intention of specifically working on the cancer? Or do I bring in certain elements?
I think that the best for you would be to work with all the elements. You are on package B, right?
Yes.
Okay, so next week we'll learn how to work with all the elements and how to balance it. But also, look, as I said, with cancer, it's and other chronic diseases of the society, like Parkinson's, right, or E. coli, you know, like all those things, or AIDS, right? So you mm-hmm. have also to work with the whole layer of beliefs of the society, not just your beliefs, but the beliefs of the society.
Okay.
And your perception of the beliefs of the society, right? So what
right.
I would do, I would also, okay, who said that cancer is not curable? Okay, all those beliefs of the society in that bubble.
Okay.
And then
okay.
go from element to element. Start with the water and work on everything there. Work on the physical, mental, spiritual, everything, all five, right? Then move
mm-hmm.
on to the wood, fire, everything. And then leave that bubble of the society alone. Say, okay, you can wait. And then take your own belief system, take your own, everything that I have accumulated through from the moment of my conception until now, all my beliefs that have created that, and work on that specifically, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and yes, I'm not saying it's impossible, it's possible. I've known several people who have dealt with that. You need perseverance for that, and you need to work with your beliefs. And the beliefs of the society, the beliefs of the centuries, right, of this.
Yes.
Society, okay, take one more thing for you. Take a bubble. Of our modern medicine.
Okay.
Not just modern medicine, who says that it's not possible. Modern medicine, take that bubble and release it from that bubble. But always keep the intention, I'm working on me, okay? I'm working
okay.
on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Very useful, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... all right, guys, I have taken my last caller, and I will let you go today. Keep on healing, and I will see most of you next week, and we'll continue working, and next week is going to be fabulous because it will all tie together. We'll see how it works together, how all those elements interact with each other. You have a little bit of a homework from me. Please look at the couple last pages from your PDF file. You have that file that was sent to you, and there's all the information. It's part of the package, right? And there's all the information about the meditations and how the energies of the elements are playing together. So if you can hold that beautiful picture in front of you next time, of all the five elements diagram, right? So that would be great, okay? And have a really, really great day today, and I will have to leave you right now, okay? And enjoy the rest of the day.